Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the_great_CORE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram as well.
That's right.
Thank you for all your support. Please don't forget, if you haven't already, hit the like and the subscribe button. It's going to be over here somewhere.
And the notifications, please, so you know when every episode is released. You know, we be doing that stuff, and sometimes we be flipping it up on you just to see what the algorithm may do.
You never know.
You never know.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
What up, dog?
Slow motion.
Slow motion. WTF. But you had a great showcase, dog.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know what? Since the last time we skipped a week.
Yeah, we did. A little vacay.
We did some competi.
We did. Yes, yes.
And I think we both advanced in a contest or something.
I have no idea when the... Here we go again.
I don't know. I'm sure we advanced or maybe...
Yeah, I just don't know when the actual show is.
It's an interesting contest, isn't it?
It's always an interesting contest.
Sure. Yeah.
It's fun.
Of course.
I enjoy it.
I have great fun.
I enjoy it. Because it's not about a contest to me. It's never about a contest.
Never.
To me, it's stage time at a comedy club in front of a crowd.
Absolutely.
Oh, is there a fruit fly or something flying?
There is a net around.
That is going to drive Cool C absolutely insane.
Well,
this is going to be not.
Well, I got a plan. So
okay, he's tracking it as we speak.
I figure if you catch it and then you eat it,
I'm not going.
It won't come around.
Well, you can catch it, but I won't eat it.
I think if you eat them, before you eating them, they wouldn't come around.
But I haven't seen one flying at all. And then I bought bananas, and now I have a gnat.
You purchased a gnat.
I purchased a gnat.
I wonder, was it extra, like when you white them?
The what?
When you white them.
When I white them?
When you weighed them bananas.
Oh, weighed them. Yes. Weighed them. Yes. Was it an extra fucking gnat on there that cost me fucking more money?
Yes.
Goddamn gnat.
Fucking gnats.
Everything take your money.
Yes. They come here. They don't pay any rent. They come here room and board free. And then you pay for them. That's a bad deal. That's not a good deal.
It's not a good deal at all. No. So what's up about your showcase, dog?
Man, I had Speak a great on showcase. It. Shout out to everybody that came and showed up and showed out and performed. Shout out to Trent Brown. Shout out to CJ Starr. Shout out to Trey Cole. Shout out to my man Sean, Mr. Sean, who came and represented. And shout out to the acts that came and showed out to. Shout out to Aunt Morrow. Did his thing. Shout out to Spike Lou. Shout out to Key Silly. She did her thing. Shout out to Aunt Marl, Key Silly. Shout out to Phoenix Black.
Phoenix Black.
Long time no see, and I'm glad you came and you did your thing, brother. Shout out to you.
Gene Miller.
Shout out to Gene Miller. Gene Miller came and did his thing ugly.
He did. I liked his set, man. He had a good set.
Gene is like, I you know what? Like I said, he's like definitely improving.
Yeah.
Gene Miller, definitely.
He was in the cut. That was a nice set.
Yeah, it was a great cut.
Great set.
And shout out to the other comedians that came through and just to show support.
Right.
Rob Coleman was in the
house. Yeah, Rob Coleman. Yep. Shout out to Rob Coleman. I've seen him.
I'm glad he was there. It makes me feel good.
Right.
You know, I love packing the house, but I also love seeing my people in the audience, you know,
right,
showing support.
Right.
That also means a lot to me as well.
Fred.
Shout out to Fred.
Right. James Dober.
Yes, James Dober. I didn't forget about you.
Yeah.
You did your thing too.
Right. He's official.
Welcome to the pros, bro.
Yeah, he's official. Congratulations on that. Yeah, man. Hey, man. It's a nice little room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is a nice little room. People are there for comedy. The owner backs it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The bartenders there are, you know, they're in attentive, you know what I'm saying?
They're in attentive and they're taking care of business. And
right.
You know what? I want to thank the barmaids and I want to thank the chef, you know, all of that.
Yeah, John.
Yes, thanks to John. He's also the barmaids and John also makes my show dope too.
Yeah, right.
You know, everybody's getting serviced. Everybody's, you know, not waiting for drinks and things like that. And, you know, it keeps the show going and everybody happy. So if everybody's happy and not worried about waiting on food and drinks, you know, they can concentrate more on the show.
All right, yep.
And I appreciate that, and thank you.
Yep. Yeah, I look forward to it. You know, it's, you know, good time. Supposed to the weather getting better?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and thank you for your continued support as well.
Man, you know, I'm always going to be there.
He tried to be incognito. He came and kept his hoodie on the whole time. Like nobody would know who the hell he was. You should have just wore some glasses and a nose.
Like, I know, I'm trying to be like Clark Kent in his bitch and Superman.
So nobody can recognize you? Like, yeah.
I'm going through changes. My head's peeling, dog. I'm burnt.
That could be the evil or the good coming out.
Nah, I was at a funeral over the weekend. Shout out to Francisco Junkin, RIP. Lieutenant Francisco Junkin, Lieutenant Colonel Francisco Junkin. Actually, I think he got promoted to Colonel. So, you know, right? They promoted him military within, I guess they do that. You know what I mean?
When you go away?
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, so. Yeah, dude, I feel bad because my buddy Damien is overseas right now, and that's his, like, real close friend. You know what I mean? And it's like he couldn't come back for the funeral because it's not family. You know what I mean? So it's not like you can. It's family, but it's not family. You know what I mean?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You guys were fighting next to each other.
Right. Well, no, he was a officer. He was our commander when we were over in Iraq the second time. He was like.
Like I said, especially when you were fighting next to one another. You should be able to pay that final respect.
And you know what's crazy is within my military career, right? So I joined in 2003, February 2003. I went into basic training probably like around September, August, around that time. I got out of basic training in December. I got with my unit in January, and I was deploying in May of 2004. Right. Never been in the military. I'm going to Iraq. Right off rip. You know what I mean? I volunteered. So, you know, we go through a 6-month train up. I come home for 2 weeks before I go to Iraq, and one of my best friends gets killed. You know what I mean? And that messed me up big time. But it was crazy because I was actually able to be home for his funeral. You know what I mean? Had it happened like a week later or 2 weeks later, I wouldn't have been able to be there. And that would have really fucked me up. You know what I mean? So the fact that I was able to be there for that, you know. So fast forward, I go to Iraq. I come back 2005, November. I get promoted sergeant in 2006, I think. Somewhere in that range. My son pins me, which he doesn't remember, which is hilarious. Captain Junkin, I believe he was Captain Junkin at the time, when we were going to Iraq, which was in 2008, so it had to have been 2007 I got promoted, somewhere around that time. I got promoted to sergeant, so I was actually a team leader, but I never led a team. Like, we never did training for me to actually lead a team.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Right. I've been part of a team, but I've never led a team. And so I got promoted to sergeant, which in that case, you're supposed to take on a team. So within the military, within a company, you usually have like 3 platoons, 4 platoons. 4th platoon is usually headquarters. You got 3 platoons that usually go out in sector. Every platoon has 4 squads. Each squad is broken up into an Alpha and Bravo team leader. So you have 2 teams and a squad leader.
Okay.
In each squad.
All
right. I was in 2nd platoon. And I was in a team leader slot. Then he promoted me, basically put me in a squad leader spot. Wow. For the deployment. And I was like, you know, I never led a team, sir, let alone a squad. Now, I've never led 1 unit, let alone 2. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I've seen it.
Right.
You know, I have experience because right. I was part of that.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so he put that faith in me, and you know, and I excelled, and I did, you know, and obviously everything worked out smoothly. So I always looked up to him for the simple fact that he thought that highly. You know what I mean? My buddy Damien, knowing him, being good friends, didn't hurt the fact that I was one of his
sure.
good friends. You know, you always know, you always give, you know, a little bit of love to somebody, but he wouldn't have put me in that position had he not thought I was capable.
Oh, sure.
You know what I'm saying? That's just, you don't do that within. And all my men, the cool thing was like a lot of my buddies, I mean, dude, we're talking my first deployment, we're talking almost... Next year will be 20 years, so it'll be 19 years almost. You know, me and these guys were overseas together. And I've seen, you know, like a bunch of them. Like, and my son, who's now 25,
mm-hmm.
gets to meet these guys. When he met them, he knew them when they were like, when he was 6. But he doesn't reckon, he don't remember none of them. You know what I mean?
Right.
And to hear how they talk to him about me made me feel good. Like, you know what I mean? Because...
Oh, he went to the service with you?
Well, no, he didn't go to the service, but after after the viewing, so Friday we went up for the viewing, but then we went to, like, American Legion to just have drinks and stuff. So my son picked me and my buddy up, who is sniper qualified, I found out. He is sniper qualified. He did go through school. He got everything. He is sniper qualified. So he came up. You know what I mean? He also does physical therapy now down by Pittsburgh and all that stuff.
Okay.
He's out of the military. He got out. He didn't retire or nothing. He got out kind of like... When we got back in 2009, he got out.
Okay.
Oh, so... But he was up here, and so my son picked us up, and we went out, and then we came back and everything. But he got to meet a lot of them, you know what I mean? That my buddy Staborski, who he was over there the second time, we shared like a room. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like a one-man goddamn room with 2 beds.
Right.
You know, it didn't have a bathroom. It had nothing. We had like a little fridge, a TV, 2 closets each, and a bed. you know what I mean, each. And that's all it was.
Yeah, it's tight.
Yeah, but then we had another, you know, they had another trailer set up. We had showers and stuff. But yeah, so if you're living with somebody, but the cool thing was so within our platoon, he was a section leader, I was a section leader, and then we had a dude named, we call Rock and Roll, Sergeant Stearns. He was like the platoon sergeant. So he went out every night or every day, either with me or with Matt Saborski. You know what I'm saying? The other dude. So it was cool. So, you know, so when he was out, I had the place to myself. And when I was out, he had the place to himself. Right. You know what I mean? And the only time we were there together is when, you know, like I hurt my back at the gym. So I was off mission for like a week. Mm. And we were sitting in there. And that's when one of the rockets blew up. Mm. Like, from where we're sitting, probably like that building across the street.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, the, you know, it was close. If it would have blew up.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
But a couple seconds shorter, boom, you know what I mean? But that's crazy like that, man. You know what I mean? You see all these guys, dude, and all my buddies are all fucking, they got like stat. They're like sergeant majors and first sergeants and, you know, sergeant first classes. Yeah, they stayed in. They got all 20 years, 25 years. You know what I mean? Ready to retire. It's like, wow. Pensions, all that good shit. And it's like, I would have been in there. I would have been right up. Dude, when I got out, I was on the E7 list. So I would have been, you know what I mean? I was promotable already. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Do you think you would have been the same? You probably would have been stiff.
No. I was the same. Ask any of my buddies, dog. I was, this guy here was the same guy there. I just didn't get high because I couldn't. And I used to talk about it all the time. Like, boy, I can't wait till I get out. Yeah,
it was good. It was good that you got the chance to see all those guys, and your son had a chance to, you know, hear about you.
Yeah.
You know, because you know sometimes our children think that we as parents never did anything.
Right.
Like nothing.
Oh, nothing. Yeah. I mean, he was there though. I mean, he knows I went in and everything, but he don't remember all that stuff. That's the thing. You know what I mean? It's like
he shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny though because I have pictures of him. He was sitting in the striker, the vehicle. I had to like, you know, I was like the squad leader, so I had to stand up out of this hatch, and then down inside is where like the vehicle commander would sit, and like there was a screen with a joystick that controlled the gun up top, and he was sitting in there with the helmet on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He don't remember none of that stuff.
But can you look at the photo?
Oh, yeah. At least there's evidence.
So, shout out to, and rest in peace to...
Yeah, shout out to Frank Junkin, man. He's a good dude, man.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, and he has three sons that are all, I think, in the military. So, hopefully they learn from their father and become great men and, you know, commanders. Because I think they're all officers, so... Shout out to him. R.I.P., man.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
let's see. That's why I got a bald head. So the ceremony, real quick, was outside on a beautiful day.
That's why you have a bald head.
I have a bald head, but it got a burnt bald head.
Oh, you have a burnt bald head.
Yes. That's why. Okay. It's red, hurting,
and peeling.
Peeling too. I got some lotion on that baby, so hopefully it doesn't shine through over in that thing.
I think I inhaled a scalp flake.
You might have. It's possible. I thought I was able to scrape them all off. Yuck. I got DNA everywhere, dog. Leg hairs and scalp.
Yeah, so you did a set at the open mic. I thought you did a great job on your set. Let's see.
Yeah, man, I love that set, though.
You love that set?
I love that set, man.
Yeah, you get different responses. I did a set at my show as well that he didn't see because he wasn't there.
I mean, do we have to talk about why I wasn't there?
No, we don't have to, okay. But if you want to.
I mean, I don't want to get into big details, yeah, but...
Well, you can say what you want. It's your life.
Yeah, I know. Just, you know.
Hey.
Life comes at you, man. Look, I told my buddy, without getting into too many details, the story of my life when it's written, because I haven't got to the highlight yet. Right. Which there's a lot of shit I've done in my life, but it's not where I'm at with your OCD or ADD. I don't know what the hell that shit is. This is fidgety shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I haven't gotten to that pinnacle yet.
I don't think any of us came to our zenith yet, man. We're still working towards that.
No, some people have. Some people are at a job. They're like in a position, and you know they're content, and they're like, "This is what I'm gonna do," and they retire. Like all my buddies in the military, they decided to stay in and do the military.
Okay, so when they retire, that's it.
I mean, for a lot of them.
That's it?
They're going to drink beer, fish, but not do anything. Not all of them. A lot of them have, you know, I'm sure some of them have aspirations to, like, want to do a business or something like that. And the thing is, a lot of them can retire and they're young. So I'm not saying they won't. I'm just saying, but what will they do? Will they just fall into another job, like, doing something? You know what I mean? It's just... Not too many people shoot for their dreams. They all work to be reliable and safe and secure. And that was my dad. That's all he pushed on his kids was get a good job, get a good pension so you can retire, pay your bills. Understandable, 100%. My brother, my dad's...
Oh, you didn't see him. Now you see him.
I've seen him. I didn't say he didn't exist. I just said I wasn't going to eat him. That's all.
I'm eating him.
I wasn't going to eat him.
When I catch him, he's out of here.
He's hilarious. So, you know, my father worked that blueprint on my brother to the T, and it worked. You know, he played baseball. He was great in baseball. Got a scholarship to play for a high school. But when he went to college is where... He didn't get any extra help, and he didn't. And the problem is messes with me is he didn't even try. He just gave up. Oh, in the major leagues, you know, you gotta be like 6'2", 6 foot to be a pitcher. I'm like, dude, you were a hell of a fucking outfielder. You could hit the ball like a fucking beast, and you were a pitcher. So you knew what pitches were coming. You knew what kind. You had different mentality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You knew all that stuff.
You can read it.
I got up to the bat, dude. Not once did I think, what pitch is this dude going to throw? Not once. I just looked and seen see ball, hit ball. That's what I did. Not once did I think he's going to throw a curveball. You know what I mean? So it's like.
I'm ready to bunt this one.
Yeah, or just smash it because it's going to break and I can hit it down low and it's going on. You know what I mean? Those people, dudes know how to hit those fucking balls. So it's just like, it was like amazing to me that somebody that good would just give up on a dream. But I understand kind of from his, I know the odds. I get the odds. But he didn't even try. Like, he didn't even play college ball because.
His heart went in it.
Well, no, it wasn't his heart. It was the fact that he had to decide because being a physical therapist, he had to put all of his time into studying. My brother was one of those dudes when he came in from high school, which I love him to death. And that's the difference between me and him. He would come home from school, lock himself in his room until his homework was done. Me, on the other hand, would find a different locker around the school, around my class, to leave a book. So I never had to carry a book. I never had to, because I would have books home. I would never have to carry a book. And I barely did homework at home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I skimmed through B's, C's. You know what I'm saying? I got A's and a couple of bullshit classes.
Yeah.
I think I did one.
Did your sister have a birthday?
Shout out to my sister.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday on April 20th. We 420. You know, it's Hitler's birthday, too.
Didn't know that. Didn't really care.
I know. That's just, those are just facts because of the aura of the 420. So people like the, you know, it's Hitler's birthday. But you know, Troy Polamalu's birthday was the 19th.
Didn't know.
And you know you care.
I don't care.
Yes. And you know, hey, and you know his birthday's coming up. Key Silly.
And Justin Fuller. Oh, I do care about those.
Oh, shit. On a Tuesday.
Yes.
Dude, it's funny because 45 years ago on a Tuesday is when I was born. I was born on a Tuesday.
You were born on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Like when you were a baby and you couldn't talk and you was like spitting?
Nope.
You was pooping and peeing on yourself.
Mm-mm.
You couldn't say words and people would say stuff to you and you couldn't say nothing back. You don't remember that?
No.
You was like, and you was slobbing stuff.
Nope.
You could barely hold your head up. You don't remember?
None.
Okay. Yeah, that happened.
I know it did.
Yeah, he was like,
there's pictures of it.
You couldn't talk.
I don't remember.
You pooping and peeing on yourself.
I don't remember none of it.
45 years ago, it happened.
I know.
Yeah, you didn't have no teeth.
And then a couple years after that, I got ran over by a car.
Did you?
I think I was 2 years old. Yeah, my mom left me in the car, went into the house, and somehow I pulled the lever, fell out of the car, and the tires ran over the right side of my body.
Right.
Like my arm and my leg. Mm-hmm. And they came out tripping. They took me to the emergency room.
You was talking in, though, too, right?
I mean, but I don't remember.
No words.
I'm sure I was. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I guess, I mean, there's proof. I guess I was at the hospital. I was jumping around. I had tire marks on my shit. They were amazed that nothing happened to me. Nothing broke. Nothing. Nothing. I don't know, man. Fucking life's been beating me up, dude, from the beginning.
Well, happy birthday, man. This will air after
appreciate
your birthday,
it.
So happy birthday.
Yeah, I know. Appreciate
so
it.
So I want you to try to think about it and try to remember.
What?
When you couldn't talk and you were slobbing and stuff and you was pooping and peeing
on
yourself.
I'll try and dream about it.
And people would say stuff to you. You'd be like...
I'll try and dream about it.
You couldn't respond and stuff.
I'll think.
And you had no teeth.
Well, I barely have them now.
You got teeth.
Some.
Yeah. Try to think about that for your birthday.
Okay.
That's your mission.
I'll try. Why? Why remember that?
Because it happened.
Well, I know it did.
So reflect on it. Like, you'd be like, look where I am now. Now I can talk.
I can move around.
I barely poop on myself.
I never poop on myself.
I barely pee on myself.
I spray gas on myself.
You could use words and complete sentences sometimes.
Barely.
That's what I'm saying. So you came a long way.
Well, you know. We all do in life. And then shit hits you. You got to readjust.
I remember it when I couldn't hear rap. I couldn't hear rap.
What do you mean?
I thought everybody was saying digga.
Why?
I didn't know what they were saying. I couldn't understand it. And I was amazed that people was reciting what they heard, and I'm like, they were saying that?
No, you know what I'm guilty of? And I must admit it, and maybe it's just because me growing up listening to rap and all that stuff and seeing Vanilla Ice and then like afterwards, and it was like when Eminem came out with Hi, my name is Slim Shady. I'm like, what is this?
I kind of was the same way.
What is this?
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Oh my God.
I was like, man, what?
You know, and it was all, hi, kids. Do you like Primus? Do you want to stick Nine in jail? You know, and I'm like, huh, what the fuck?
Nah, he was flowing on that.
Oh, I know, but it didn't, like...
He was flowing.
It didn't hit me until, like, I listened to it a few times, and I'm like, nah, this motherfucker... It's about what he's saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He
was doing some other level type
stuff. Oh, yeah, man. Because he's a student of the game.
Sure.
He's a student of the game and gives respect to everyone that is deserves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's one of he is the rapper that made me relook at Tretch again. Like,
right.
He said Tretch was one of his favorite rappers. I'm like, Tretch? And then I thought about it, like, Tretch was doing that.
Yeah.
Lyrical acrobat stuff, like, with his words and, like.
Yeah.
He was a monster.
Yeah. All we were doing.
Or still is.
All we were worried about was hip hop, hooray! Yeah, see, and he was just going, man.
Yeah, but he was flowing on that.
But you don't think about it because it was just a jam.
It was just a jam and it was the anthem. You know, just like, you know, I remember seeing Hall & Oates performing Little Rich Girl. And that's one of my favorites by them. And they were like performing and rocking out in front of like, it was like a dinner show crowd. And they was up there jamming their ass off, and people was like eating and talking.
Not even knowing the band was there.
They knew they was there, but they was like wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah.
And I'm like, y'all need to shut the fuck up because this is my jam.
You know what I mean?
And they was up there rocking it out, and that's sort of how we did, like certain people while they were out, because you know people listen to.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Tupac, and he was popular, but they wasn't, you know, really like dissecting his stuff they are now.
I mean, people were.
I wasn't either.
But people were.
Yeah.
Dude, you always have somebody that was studying the game, man.
It was okay, for example.
And you got to look at it. There wasn't no social media back then, so there wasn't nobody to be able to comment like that.
I was definitely one of the, I enjoy getting, well, not so much albums, but CDs. And I enjoy, like, reading.
Oh, the book and shit?
Well, the credits and I did. I was a musical nerd a little bit, so I was reading that. And I got some of my swag of dressing from Guy.
Okay.
Because I thought Guy was like the Guy flyest.
Was the shit, man.
They had Rolexes on and suits, probably some Brooke Brothers or some Armani suits, I don't know.
It's funny because my brother, which you would have never thought, bought that CD. Or the cassette
I think it was
tape.
Called The Future.
I think it was a cassette tape. Yeah, The Future.
The Future.
Yeah, like a purple background. There were all three of them standing on the car.
To me, they was flies.
That was the CD, dog. Yeah,
so I'm like, that's how I got some of my style. That's how, you know, like, you know, the way I dress a little bit, like when I dress up.
Yeah.
I used to dress
right,
up.
Right.
Now I don't really dress up.
Yeah.
Not suits and stuff.
No.
But, I thought that was fly. And I don't think we really appreciate the artist because I'm looking back and I was just having this conversation with my sister, Sabine. I was just saying.
Shot Sabine.
I was like, I'm happy I lived through the era of Devontae and Missy Elliott and Timberland and all of them. And,
right.
And even Bad Boy, because everything they came out with was hot.
Fire, dog. All jammers at the club.
Everything. if it has some Take That or some that's right, you know, that shit was legit.
And Mace dog,
Missy Elliott, yeah. Biggie and like
Busta Rhymes.
But what I really want to give out a shout out to Missy because I think she's underrated. Missy is like Missy Elliott.
Who underrates her? Are people not in the 90s?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, Missy Elliott is, to me, is one of the goats.
Oh, for sure.
Her creativity, her songs she made, her videos changed the game.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, she's a goat.
She was doing crazy ass videos.
Crazy dope. Like, videos. She was the pioneer of those videos.
Yep.
And her music was super dope. Everybody she came out with, every track she came up with, like, she did a lot of her music too.
Right.
Yeah, Missy's the GOAT.
Yeah, no, she, dude, that was the era, man. That's why I said the 90s, I think back like in high school, dog, like that was fun.
I couldn't wait. Like when I heard Missy had a new song, I used to take time to listen to it. She had a new video. I wanted to see that shit.
Dude, remember? I mean, it's funny because remember going to dances? That's like going to the club.
That's like going to the disco.
But not.
I never been to the disco.
No, I just me wanted neither. To say that. I know you just wanted to say.
I wanted disco. To say disco,
but it's the same.
Yes,
it's the same.
The disco,
different eras. They were doing cocaine.
I didn't do cocaine. I smoked crack.
Okay.
Look.
I heard it's better.
Who had time for that? I smoked straight crack.
I mean, that I heard it's bliss. I don't know these things. I've done cocaine, and you have a good night. It's only bad if you do too much and die, or you spend all your money.
Yeah, I don't know anything about cocaine at all.
I mean, that was my 20s. That's 20 years ago.
Not in my 20s, 30s. That was how long ago?
20 years ago?
I tried 25.
No, because I wasn't 20. I was like 20, around 22, 23-ish. Yeah. Because I didn't do it, like, after the military or anything like that.
Yeah.
And fuck, you know, I think that's why I got a lot of mucus drainage.
Because of coke?
Possibly.
I was always told, like, if you did cocaine, you would have a hole in your nose.
No. I mean, it's possible. You got to do a lot of it. I didn't do a lot of it.
I don't know.
I wasn't balling. Be a little bit here and there. I wasn't, like, there was one time a bunch of us got an 8-ball, though. Woo! Parties.
Is it the same as sniffing eraser shavings?
No.
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 Okay.
No. It's definitely not that. Eraser shavings?
Yeah.
Who does that, kids?
Yes.
I don't do anything except legit drugs. I've never done anything stupid like do a bunch of NyQuil for why. I'll drink alcohol. Or do fucking LSD. If I want to trip, I'm going to do LSD. I'm not going to fucking...
What is LSD?
It is...
Can you get it from Walmart?
No.
Okay.
That's a hallucinogen.
Who makes LSD?
Chemists. I don't know. They provide it to people.
Ah.
I've had it in quite different forms.
In sticker form?
No. Nope.
Like stamps?
They do have like little paper.
Yeah.
Little paper ones.
I did eat toilet paper. Is that the same?
You look like you. Spitballs?
No. Paper towels made the best spitballs. Toilet paper melts.
Yeah, a lot of guys eat fucking toilet paper.
Toilet paper melts in your mouth.
When
man.
You're down there eating some fucking.
Oh, those.
Yeah. You, eat a
you,
bunch
you
of
talk
goddamn,
about clitty litter.
Yeah. Getting well.
Clitty litter.
You're down there fucking.
You be like, you eating clitty litter, man. And I had to cut back because it's salt.
Oh.
I can't have all the salt. My blood pressure shoots up.
Well, that's because somebody didn't respect the occasion and either had to pee, and wiped, and didn't. Look. Shot. First off, if you know I'm coming over,
yes.
You probably should shower. But if you had to pee within, it wouldn't be that salty.
Well, one, if you peed, and you know the toilet paper, like, it disintegrates.
Sticks to it?
Well, it kind of...
It goes up in the
dissolves
flat?
Dissolves into the crevices.
So when you're down there munching, it just gets all types
and
of...
You thought, like, yeah, you was like...
Tasty toilet paper.
And you was down there, and you was like, how did you get corn chips?
Oh, corn chips! It's here for a while, and you didn't even wash your vagina.
Like, were you eating corn chips naked?
Oh, my God. I don't want to have to do this no more.
Like, were you eating Funyuns naked? Like, what were you doing?
Ladies,
don't eat Funyuns naked.
The fuck? Yeah, don't.
Don't do it.
Wipe between your legs.
Right. Use dude wipes.
Dude wipes. Or just baby wipes. Baby wipes. Hey, people, baby wipes. I'm out. Baby. Ladies. Listen, ladies.
If you're expecting company, use dude wipes.
They're bigger. You can fit your whole hand on them.
If you're expecting company,
front to back.
Don't eat Funyuns naked.
Finger in the butthole. Clean that out.
Clitty litter is disrespectful.
Disrespectful. But you want your vagina licked. Oh, is that because you got kitty litter?
Clitty litter. Clean out the clitty litter.
Fucking clitty litter.
Like if
you pussy cat.
if you wear leggings with no underwear, you risk the chance of having clitty litter in your crotch.
Stinky. Hey, it sweats.
I'm done.
It sweats, yo. It sweats.
What sweat?
Between the legs. And then you go to the bathroom. You forget that little thing's in there because the toilet paper rips. And then the
especially
rest,
like if you use like Cottonelle.
That's specific. Damn.
Use Northern.
Baby wipes.
Dude wipes will work. You know, it stays intact. You guys should invent like a specific toilet paper for women that will not shed.
Well, they have flushable wipes that some females use. You know
flushable?
I mean? Yeah. They have flushable. Which is fine for peeing, but if you're trying to clean up shit, your finger goes right through it. They're tiny.
They may need some Primatine Mist.
They are not Huggies, is what I'm saying.
Ladies, use Primatine Mist.
What's that?
I don't know. It sounds like it works.
What the fuck is Primatine?
It sounds like it works down there, man. I'm just trying to help.
What is it?
It helps. It helps down there, I think. You look it up.
You look it up.
I'm going to look it up. Use some Primatine Mist. Go ahead, man.
Oh, okay. He's still looking that up. Okay, I'm like, yeah. So what I'm just saying is, ladies out there, you know, working out, that's fine. You sweat. Yeah.
Do some squats.
Clean your butthole. That's all I'm saying. Just clean your butthole for if somebody goes down there trying to help you out, trying to hook you up, you ain't got a stinky butt and corn chips. Because I shave. I groom. I know you, a lot of dudes out there got fucking hairy nut sacks and stinky balls. That's not me. Smooth as a whistle. Maybe some powder on them bitches. My brother got me some nut powder or something.
Primatine Mist is like asthma relief.
Asthma relief? You can't put that on your butthole.
I just thought it sounded like it would help. It just sounded like it would be helpful.
That is the... it's an orifice filled with air.
If it'll open up some airways.
That's...
So use some Primatine Mist. And dude wipes. It will help.
So you want to have a gag reflex?
I don't know. I think that's some... You might need...
Asthma.
Numbing. Numbing.
Nah, chicks not as... They're fills.
Yeah.
I see it in porn all the time.
You should see him at the buffet.
The fuck?
Yeah.
What have you eaten?
Everything.
Everything.
Look, women will get together.
Well, you know what it is.
And go out and eat. And you got to watch them. Watch them when they, like, not with a male. Like, if it's like a table.
Oh, yeah, when they just women, smash.
Yeah. I used to work at a call center, like, environment.
Okay.
And the cubicles were arranged like
around. Oh, so it was females, a bunch of...
Yeah, it was a bunch of females, but the cubicles were arranged lining the walls. And when I or somebody brought in donuts, we set it in the table in the middle. That lets everybody know it's for everybody.
Right.
I used to sit back.
Just watch them go.
Hungry hippos. Hungry. I used to think like, look at them all running to get a donut and come back, and they do such bullshit. I'm like, I'm watching like, who y'all trying to kid? They'll go and like act like they gonna eat one donut, And then, like, within the same hour, they come back. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah. Well, they might want to be greedy, but hey, there's another one left, so I might as well take it.
You
even got ones
that go to the extreme of, oh, no, I can't eat this whole thing. They cut it in half. Like, who the fuck going to eat a half a donut?
Somebody will.
Nobody.
If it's a glazed donut, I'll fuck that
they
shit
cut
up.
It in half. Like, if it's a community donut thing.
If somebody cuts it, they don't cut it with their finger.
Man, who's going to go in there and be like, oh, shit, that's what I've been looking for, a fucking donut half. Let me grab that.
Somebody's going to go in there and be like, fuck, all the donuts gone? Fuck it, I'll take that.
I'm sure, but...
Somebody going to do that
shit. I'm sure, but guess who don't?
You?
You know I don't.
I know. You don't like community stuff at all.
At all. Even if it's like, if I'm not one of the first people...
Right. If you didn't bring it and open it up and take the first one...
This is true. Guilty as charged.
Hey, I get it, dog. But, man, I...
But I'm just saying, it used to be like, care. hungry hippos.
Hilarious.
Do-do-do-do-do.
You're like...
you can see them, like, the cubicles are, like, lining the wall. And they'll be like... They'll come from different directions. I'd just be sitting back watching, like, hungry hippos.
No, I like jobs like that and shit. You show up, like... Even at my spot, man, I walk in the morning, you know, I have my protein shake, I try and have a banana, I walk in, I have my coffee, and then fucking shit appears, and like, have a donut. What kind of you got over there?
Well, you know how it works for me, when it was some driver appreciation days and things like that. It was actually, I think it was Oreo Day, and things that are prepackaged I participate in.
Right.
Things like donuts or... There was this driver.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
That I thought was the most... was a yucky person. He had like peeling skin and stuff coming out his ears and stuff, and he just didn't look like a clean person.
Right. And he didn't groom.
He had like hair, and you could see the skin flakes and stuff, and he was like, oh, you missed it. I just made cookies. They're all gone. But I'm bringing some next week. I said, they're gone. Oh, man.
You know, he's making them cookies. He had that dough. He was like, no, that's the best cookbook in the world.
He was like, take my hand, child. No, my good hand. No, I'm good. I'm all the way good.
Yeah, I know. You know how people are, man. Some people are...
I mentioned this before.
Some people are blonde. Some people are picky, and other people are like, don't give up. Fuck.
I kind of admire those people.
Right? I mean, I'm iffy.
I admire those people. But see, you know, as you know or may not know, black people don't even drink behind their kids.
Right? Know? Oh, yeah, right.
Like,
right,
if I gave my kid some water, you can have it.
Right.
Because they're going to have some backwash in
right.
there.
Oh, especially if it's a kid.
Oh, you give them some water, it's like floaties in there. Yeah. You're like, you can have it.
Right. Right. No, although, you know what?
On the backwash cocktail.
My dad, he was a trooper of the cleanup special, boy. Like, anytime my son wouldn't finish his plate, he'd be like, give it to me. He'd just go like this, just put that shit right on his shit and smash.
And you know, that kind of grosses me out.
But he's fucking Don Fuller. He ain't care too much.
Yeah, I mean, like, I admire those people. Like, yeah. For me, I was out one time with a buddy, and, like, once again, I'm very picky. I like fresh cut fries.
Right.
But it was some that I bit, and because the rest of them was like crunchy and too dark and crunchy and hard. I put them in my plate. I put the rest of them over there, and the guy that was with me, we were talking, and I'm done. Right. And he grabbed over and was like, crunch, crunch. I was like, I'm like, no. Why are you doing this? And he grabbed him and was like, and just casually talking like. And I'm like.
What, because he was eating your fries? Did you touch the manhandles? Or because they were nasty?
It was like they were burnt crunchy things.
So?
No.
If somebody's hungry, they're going to fucking smash.
He ate just like I did.
He don't care.
But I'm saying he wasn't hungry.
He could have been. Obviously he was. We were just
casually talking.
So he was hungry.
And my, you know, I was done. I think I had my balled up napkin in there on the table. And he looked and we were talking.
He blew the napkin out of the way and look at the fries.
I'm like, oh no, don't do, man. Save yourself. Don't do that. That's disgusting, man. Come on, man.
Hey, man. If you're hungry, you're hungry.
He wasn't fucking hungry, man. He just ate just like I did.
Obviously. He was hungry.
No.
Because he wouldn't have reached over and grabbed some more fries.
No.
If you're full, you're not gonna eat.
No. I'm not gonna eat if stuff is there, like,
especially if it's somebody else's shit.
Burnt fries and burnt pepperonis was prepared in Satan's oven.
Oh, burnt pepperonis, you wrap that around the burnt fry and smash.
No. Yeah. Burnt stuff was prepared in Satan's oven and I don't eat it.
Satan's oven. Why is it gonna be Satan's oven?
Because he made grits too. Those grits are made from corn from Satan's garden.
So let me ask you this real quick.
Sure.
This is completely off subject. I know we already went through your questions of dating.
Sure.
But give viewers out there a little insight on the dating game as an adult.
Right now, the dating game is very weird. Everybody is acting alike. Everybody wants to be porn stars. Everybody don't want to like expose their full self,
right,
to the other person.
Right. It's a. That's my worry. As far as, like, seeing how people do that is, like, social media. Everybody wants to be out there and doing stuff.
Yeah, my advice is to meet somebody in person. And I'm not saying that websites...
Oh, yeah. Those are...
I mean, people have found love on websites. Yeah. But to me, it's you have to filter through a lot.
Yeah. Organically is the best way, I feel. Not looking
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, if you, I think people are foolish to say, well, I'm looking for
right.
a relationship right now. And that's really silly because if you sit down and give a person the opportunity to have a conversation, right. And if you said, what was the longest relationship you was in? And they may say something like 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, and then you say, okay, good. So when you met that person, were you saying that was going to be the one? 9 times out of 10, it was no.
I care to differ.
So 9 times out of 10, it was no.
Okay, I care to differ, but go ahead.
Yeah, but see, if you're going for it like that,
mm-hmm. Well, no,
I don't see it really working.
Oh yeah, no. You don't go looking, is what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying, like, if you met somebody and you'd be like, well, you know, because a lot of times people will say, what are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, I'm me.
Right.
I'm looking for a stack of hundreds at all times.
Right.
But when they say, what are you looking for on this site or something like this?
Yeah.
I say, I'm looking to plant the seed of friendship and watching how it grows.
Exactly.
You know, that's how you got to do it.
Yeah.
But if you be like, you know, you got to be friends first. You got to try to know somebody.
Yeah.
That's what I think. You know somebody, keep it on a friendship level, and you know, like, I think the best thing to do if you're serious about a relationship
mm-hmm.
versus smashing. Like, if you're serious about a relationship, you want to do, like, the courting thing. And what courting is, like, that's what the old folks used to call it. They used to call it courting.
Right.
And courting is you're actually on trial.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, the person is on trial. You want to meet the family. You want to basically see how life would be. And now is a...
Those are key facts, the family. Because not only... Because, see, look, relationships are... I'm a relationship guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a faithful guy when I'm in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? So I love when I find somebody that I connect with. The cooler thing is when their family's fucking awesome. You know what I'm saying? Because you deal with the person, but then you got to deal with other shit. Mm-hmm. People forget, like, they go and they smash, and they're like, oh, man, you don't know about that chick, boy. She was doing this and that and everything. And then you go meet her fucking brother or some shit, or fucking, you know, fucking cousin is nuts, or she got kids, or, you know what I mean? It's just, then you meet all the other shit that's attached, and you're like, what the fuck? But you love that. You know what I mean?
And you like, love that, but see, back when we were younger, we really didn't think about that.
Oh, no, no,
you
no.
You didn't
no,
think
no.
about, no. okay, if I'm at this person's house and all the kids here yeah, are right. acting like little assholes.
Right.
My child's going to be there acting like little assholes as well. Right. That's not how we think.
No.
Not as a 50. Now, for me,
right.
as a 50-year-old guy, they'd be like, well,
it 50?
I'm 47.
You ain't 50.
That's 50 is 47.
Yeah, 3 years, dog.
You might as well say 50.
A long way away.
If you round it up, it's 50.
Either way.
So it's like, basically at 50, like if you meet somebody and you'd be like, well, you're not dating the family, you dating them, but you are.
Oh, yeah. You are. Yeah.
And, you know, it's important to, especially in this small city, or in this, the world is small.
The world is small.
It's important to, before you marry somebody, bring them around the family.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not to see what their opinion is, they could be your cousin.
Right.
They could be your brother.
That's why I don't date white people.
I'm just saying that's important. You don't want to, you know, date your family and things like that. So
right.
Yeah, you know, man. It's important to bring. You know, a lot of people, you know, they hook up and they in love and they get married and they don't even bring them around the family. And then you know, you could find out that.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's your family.
Right.
You know, so.
But even then, hold on, real quick, even then, man, even if, like, relationships are weird, though, dog, man, because you can be with, people change in life and grow, it's weird, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't know, we're young, but we're not, you know what I'm saying? I feel young.
Boy, we're definitely in the third quarter.
Yeah, definitely in the third quarter. That makes you pop.
We're in the third quarter, but see, by us being in third quarter, it's important to be yourself, not be a representative. Like, especially if you really dig in a person and you want to be into a relationship for the long haul,
right?
Be yourself, because you know you pretending to be somebody else, that'll be a horrible life.
Oh,
why do that?
The worst.
So expose yourself to the beginning. Like, yeah. You know, once you get to know somebody, put. I think you should put things out in front. Like, you know,
people do, but then people change. People are cool with things, people are things with that, but then that's what I'm saying with people as they get older, man. People are just certain they're cool with just doing one thing. You know, like my mom. God bless my mom, love my mom. My dad was wanting to golf. He's retired. They're both retired. I think he wanted to golf Monday. He's in the league like Tuesday and Friday. But he wanted to golf on Monday. My mom's like, why? Why does he got to go? He's retired. That's the point of retirement, is to do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like people don't understand that there's things you want to do. You know what I mean? And it's like,
yeah, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you do have to make compromises and things like that.
Understandably. But also find a hobby.
Yeah, if you want to, but that shit is minor as fuck, man.
Well, exactly.
It's minor as fuck.
I know, but it's all about, and the good thing is he's retired. The bills are paid, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
Finances could be a big issue in relationships.
It can be, especially if that's all you got.
That's fucked up, though. I don't like that.
Especially if that's what you got into it for in the first place.
Well, yeah, people do.
If you got into a relationship and, like, let's just say.
Well, that's sad if you did that.
Let's just say you didn't really have it. But she thinks she could change you and be like, you know what? I can mold this motherfucker and make him an extra income.
Well, that's a dumb thought.
It happens.
More than you think. Oh, yeah.
It happens. You know, you get with these women. And sometimes they could look at, you know, they women are. masters. They're very intelligent.
Well, you know, and they
can make
different.
They can make it seem like, baby, I'm trying to help you and improve your life. You know, suggest some schools.
Right.
Some schools for you.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you be this?
Oh, that's the worst when they offer a job.
Oh, I've seen this. Yeah, you know, you
the
can do this.
Fuck do you think because, I'm going to do that? Because
you were part of their financial plan.
Oh, yeah, but that...
That you were part of their financial plan.
That's the problem with people thinking that you know, that are trapped in the system. That's why I hate... Dude, the way the system's set up, everyone's so materialistic. Everybody just wants money to buy this and buy that and bullshit and this and that. And it's they miss out on the point of life. But guess what? You can't take none of that shit with you.
You can't, but you can enjoy nice things while you're here.
For sure. For sure. But at the same time, you got to go with what makes you happy.
You know, some people's love language is different. That's one of the things you got to realize in the beginning. That's why you court. You find out what that person's love language is.
Well,
you know, like your love language could be like spending quality time, and you know, and her love language could be getting expensive gifts,
right?
Or being able to appear to be living the finer life, or something like that. But no, everybody's love language.
Problem is that changes over time, and life's crazy.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right.
You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram. Thank you for all of our subscribers on all platforms.
It's all a joke, people. We love you all. Hit the like. Subscribe, notifications. Peace out!
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,